Okay, so guys, we're in lesson 8. We're going to talk about Paul's call to believers. Paul's call to believers. Now, let's notice the first 6 verses, okay, because you're going to notice it's shifting now. Paul begins with verse 1, "I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body, one Spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all." Okay? Now, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take this and we're going to kind of divide it up into 2 sections. We're going to see, first of all, his call. We're going to see that in verses 1 to 3. And then we're going to see the basis for unity. So let's talk about this. So verse 1 is kind of a transition verse. Okay? So after explaining the reality of salvation, Paul now transitions his letter to instruction. So a lot of times you'll have people who'll teach you that'll say that the first 3 chapters are doctrine and then the last 3 chapters are instruction. And that's very much what's happening here. So remember, the first 3 chapters talked about talked about what God does in each person of the Trinity in salvation, talks about the reality of salvation for you and I, that individually, and then we become part of a new community. He then goes on and explains the mystery. Of course, the mystery is what? Both Jews and Gentiles in one body. And so now he's going to talk about how we need to live with that information. Okay, so he's going to give instruction. So he identifies himself as a prisoner for serving the Lord. Now, we've talked about this before. Just within the last chapter, he described himself as a prisoner of the Lord. But there, he was referring to the fact that he was enslaved to Jesus. Here, in this instance, it's actually, the translation is that he is a prisoner, even though it appears the same way, he's a prisoner for serving the Lord. So he's in bonds now for serving Jesus. So on the basis of his being someone who is sacrificing for Jesus, he wants you and I to pay attention. So because of his situation, Paul begs his readers to hear and act on his call for them. So the New King James, and I believe it's the King James as well, that says, "I beseech you." That's not a word we use in our language anymore, right? You know, I don't go to Lori and say, "I beseech you, Lori, please make a rhubarb delight." You know what I'm saying? She would just laugh in my face if I used that language. A better way would be, "I beg you, Lori, make a rhubarb delight. I'm just craving it. I beg you to do this." You know what I'm saying? We don't use beseech anymore, so it's kind of unusual to find our modern translation using that, but it does. It means to beg. So here he is. He's a guy who's in chains, so to speak. He's imprisoned. He's probably already in Rome. He is writing them. He's telling them, this is what salvation is. This is what it means for you. You're part of a new community. Now, here's what I want. I'm begging you to do what I'm about to tell you. This is important, okay? So this is really, really important. That's what he's stressing here. So then that brings us to the nature of the call, all right? The nature of the call. So we're going to see 4 things here, okay? And this is found in verses 1 to 3 that he wants us to do. 4 things that he wants you and I as believers to do. Because sometimes we wonder, what does God want me to do? What does God want me to do? He's going to tell you 4 things here. All right? The first one we find in verse 1, and he says this, "I beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called. Walk worthy. So that's the first one. So he urges them to walk or live in a manner that is worthy of their calling. So basically, the very first thing that comes out of him is, I want you to live your life in a manner that is